In the first reading today, we hear Mordecai praying, recalling, as we put it into context, that the Jewish people had been, it was determined that they would all be eliminated from the face of the earth on one single day. And there was only one person who ultimately could intervene to be able to save Israel, and that was Queen Esther. Mordecai is her uncle, but she was an orphan. She was raised by her uncle Mordecai, so essentially was a father to the queen. And his prayer is something that is so important to be able to keep in mind when he says that all things are in your power and there is none that can resist your will if you determine to save Israel. And God did indeed determine to save Israel. Even though all things had been given over, in that case, to the power of the king, and it was his prime minister who had decided to destroy Israel, God intervened through the intercession of the queen to be able to save the people in a way that no one would have expected. Now in our day, we see that things are not good. We see the mess in the church, we see the mess in the world, and it's going to be the same thing. The queen is going to take care of it. No one can resist the power of God. He has given this time over to his mom. So I would strongly recommend to everyone to look at something that is going to be starting here, I think the day after tomorrow, and that is a novena that will be for 9 months long that Cardinal Burke is asking the people to pray. And it is for the church and for the world in the situation in which we find ourselves. And we recognize, again, what our Lord is talking about in the gospel as we do this, that he has come not to be served, but to serve. It's that humility that we heard about yesterday, that only those who humble themselves will be exalted, but if we exalt ourselves, we're going to be humbled. And so he's asking us to be like Our Lady, to humble ourselves and to pray, knowing that all things are in God's hands and nothing can touch anything that God has determined. It is human beings, with the help of Satan, who have caused the mess in the world right now. We're doing it to ourselves. We've done it to ourselves. And it's about to collapse upon us. But it is not hopeless. The purification needs to happen, and it needs to happen desperately. But then we come through the other side. And only those who are humble, only those who are holy, truly holy, are going to be able to make it through that. Only those who are praying and trusting and relying on the power of God through our Blessed Lady. That's what the Cardinal is asking us to be a part of. And he's obviously recognizing the mess that we're in, because he's not asking us to pray for 9 days or for 9 weeks. He's asking us to pray for 9 months. So that brings us to about the end of the year. And so that's what he's looking at for the rest of the church year, to be able to pray. And it's not anything that's big or long, but it's to be humble. It's to trust Our Lady. Cardinal Burke, as you know, I'm sure has great devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe. She intervened for the people of Mexico in a situation that looked utterly hopeless and brought about the faith of her, in her son, to all those people. Now we're praying that she will do the same, not just for 9 million people, as though that's not enough. We're praying for the 9 billion that our population is almost up to in the world, that people will be converted to Christ, that they will recognize that, as he told them, the Son of Man is going to be handed over and he's going to suffer and be put to death and rise again on the third day, that that is the only hope for humanity. That is our salvation. And we've gotten so foolish that we think that we can find salvation either in ourselves or in technology or in money or whatever it might be. it's all going to fail. All is going to fail except our Lord, because he does not change, because he cannot change. And he's the one that our Blessed Lady is going to lead us to. And so we need to have that faith of Mordecai. As I've told you many, many times, there are only the two nations that have been consecrated to God from their beginning. In the United States, the very first act of the President of the United States in union with Congress was to consecrate the nation to God. And then the Catholic bishops consecrated the nation to Our Blessed Lady's Immaculate Conception. Recall, she appeared to George Washington. She told him there would be three wars. There's the Revolutionary War, there's the Civil War, and there will be one more where we'll be attacked from all sides. Look what's happened. They brought in millions of military-aged men, military-trained men from every direction. It's all set. But she also promised that it isn't going to work. This country is God's through Our Lady. But we need not just to sit back and say, oh, she'll take care of it then. No, we need to do our part. We need to pray. We need to trust. We need to have confidence. We need to be able to say with Mordecai, change Israel to our own nation. Change it to your own life. Put it that way if you want. But just to be able to say that all things are in your power and there is none that can resist your will, if you determine to save this nation, to save this people, that's what we have to be about. Look to our Lord, look to our Blessed Lady, pray, trust, and have absolute and unswerving confidence.